3, 2, 1.
Well, hold your papers up high and forget all your worries. Well, troubled poets can't die, they're the meat of the story.
Good morning and welcome to Voices in the Valley, where we celebrate the creative spirit and nurture the art of storytelling. My name is Steph, and I am here with the most delightful group of students. We have our Hush Junior podcast team and our Webisode Shush team. So I have a number of young people, middle schoolers here in the St. Croix Valley, here to talk about how to create a podcast, how to write and perform and produce a webisode. And then, just a little bit into the show, we will air episode 2 of Hush Junior, talk about that and go over some of the things we would do differently next time around and what we really liked about it, and then finish up with what's up with Shush in the coming season. So first of all, let me introduce this fantastic group of students here by saying good morning, you guys.
Good morning!
We were joking before we started recording this that it's the battle of the podcast, because we have on one side Shush. Give me a shout out, Shush.
Yeah!
Shush.
On the other side, we have Hush Junior.
Yay!
All right, you guys. One thing I am going to say before we listen to the podcast is what you, the listeners, should know. If you've listened to any of the past shows for Voices in the Valley, you know that I've been traveling with my fuzzy mic and my phone to do our interviews and our recordings, because as a little nonprofit, we don't have our own little sound room. So funny enough, we are doing this interview in a closet at the Brick Alley space, where we prepare for the shows that we produce and perform and write.
Usually not in the closet, though.
Yeah.
Yes, usually not in the closet.
Well,
we're not actually
in the
closet.
It's a really big storage space.
Yeah, exactly. It's a really big storage place and space, not place.
Space.
And the reason why we're in here, I'll just go out of the closet for a moment. And now I'm in the room where we usually work, and you can hear how echo.
Also, the closet holds a stick of deciding.
No, stick of silence.
It is a stick of deciding.
Stick of silence.
Okay.
Okay, well, with that, we're going to move on. Clearly, there's a battle to be had.
Quiet.
So this is something I did not realize, is that there was both a stick of silence and a stick of decision?
A deciding stick.
Okay, so there's a little battle of the sticks. There's a little battle of the sticks going on here between Shush and Hush Junior. So tell me, Gigi, what that is all about.
So basically, Liam one day, he made something up as the stick of decision, or the stick of deciding, where we were all fighting on what kind of plot we were going to do at a meeting. And he grabbed the stick and says, motion carried. So, and I don't really know what the stick of silence is yet, so you're going to have to ask someone in Hush Junior.
All right, I've got Ella here in Hush Junior, and then Hayden. Tell me, what is the stick of silence?
So, way back when Hush Junior started, things got really, really loud. So Wyatt, who unfortunately is not here right now, went into the closet and found a stick. And so he came out and just kind of slammed the stick on the ground, saying, this is the stick of silence. So, yeah.
And that is one of the things I love about being student-initiated and student-led, is that you guys solve your own problems. It's really cool. I learn a lot from you guys with how you handle situations and how you bring people to get focused again. Hayden, what would you like to say?
The stick of silence just kind of means for everyone to be quiet and pay attention. Oh, I can't say it. Pay attention to the person who's talking. Because a lot of people tend to get really loud when they're talking, and so the stick of silence is just something to everybody to calm down, be quiet, and pay attention to the person who's talking.
I want a stick like that for my house. Liam?
The deciding stick is sort of the shush gavel, where it would be all opposed, all for, motion carried.
Ow.
And Finn was trying to show it off, even though you couldn't see it, listening audience, and he hit his foot with a big stick. We are definitely going to move on after Ella has a word to say and try to bring this all back into focus.
Well, as the ambassador of Hush Junior and Shush... Crunch, according to Finn, we have found that there are two sticks in our closet thing.
Yeah.
And so now we now have named the one with the ripped tag, the stick of deciding, and the one with the nice tag, the stick of silence.
No.
Yeah, because that was just nice.
The other way around. Yeah, the one I was holding was the stick of deciding, and it doesn't have a ripped tag.
So stay tuned to find out what happens in the battle between Hush Jr. and Shush. And the sticks. Thanks very much. Let's move on to our next topic. Well, thank you so much for being on Voices in the Valley. It's so fun to hear the work that you guys are doing, and I've been very impressed with the level of professionalism that you bring to it, because you're all middle schoolers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, ranging in...
Yes.
Oh, yes. In his delusional mind, he's 57, yes. Well, you're one.
I'm officially ma'am.
Okay, well, and you know what? I'm actually 32. Yep, really, that's true.
Wow.
Yes. You guys, let's get started by talking about what it's like to create a webisode and then also what it's like to create a podcast. So I'm going to turn to the Shush students first. And first of all, Shush, I'm going to have you introduce yourself just by saying your first name, your grade, and the school that you attend. And then we'll get into some of these questions.
I'm Finn. I attend Stillwater Middle School, and I'm in sixth grade. And webisodes are much harder than podcasts.
Ooh, that's a good way to get started. We're going to go back to that.
Ooh, those are fun words. Anyway, I'm a Parker. I'm in eighth grade, and I go to New Heights School.
I'm Sam. I'm in seventh grade, and I go to Stillwater Middle School.
I'm Gigi, or my real name's Gianna. I am homeschool, and I'm mysterious.
I'm Ella, and I'm in 8th grade, and I go to Stillwater Middle School.
I'm Liam, I go to Stillwater Middle School, I'm in 7th grade, and I'm the Joker.
I'm Riley, I'm in 7th grade, and I go to Montemedi Middle School.
Thanks, you guys. We're going to introduce the Hush Junior students when we switch to podcasts. But let's start out, Finn, you said that you thought making a webisode is much harder than a podcast. Can you tell me more about that?
Well, with the podcast, you got to have the script right in front of your face. And you don't have to memorize any lines, just how to say the lines. And even if you do have a script in front of your face, like my first webisode, I had the script in front of my face, but I only had like an hour to do anything beforehand.
You mean to rehearse and then
rehearse
or
memorize my lines or do anything.
Yeah, no, that makes a big difference. So who here can tell our listening audience what's the difference between a podcast and a webisode? There's so many hands that went up. So, Zoe, did your hand go up?
Sure.
Okay, this is actually Zoe from Hush Junior, so we're going to introduce you again in a minute, but your hand went straight up, so tell me.
The difference between a podcast and a webisode, a podcast doesn't show your faces, and it doesn't show, like, what you look like. It only is your voices, and then a webisode is yourself acting as your character, and you do get to be shown, and...
No, that's great. Anyone want to add on to that? Ella from Shush.
Hush
Junior.
So I'm from Shush and Hush Junior. So it's like a podcast is you can have, like, it normally takes only one or two takes per thing, but with a webisode, it's acting, so you have to make, like, multiple shots to make the perfect one. Like, for me, I know there is this one... scene where I literally had to go upstairs 5 or 6 times doing the same exact thing, and it's a little more difficult acting out instead of just speaking.
Gigi.
But when I was doing a webisode, one of the fun parts when we got to retake it over and over again is in the new season of episode 2 of Shush, where I got to eat those desserts over and over again. That was fun.
And I should just note that a webisode is basically like a little TV show on YouTube. You know, for those who might not be familiar with the new term. Because when I was growing up, there was no such thing as webisodes. We only had TV shows. So it's kind of exciting that you guys get to do this now. I'm jealous of you guys. Sam, what did you have to say?
A webisode is a lot less restricting. Like, with a podcast, you go somewhere, you have to say, oh, wow, we're in a library. Look at all of those books over there. I'm going to walk over there and do this. But with, like, a webisode, like, it's not as, like, you're able to show a lot more with visually.
That's right. Yep. So it's a whole different type of writing, which I'm going to go to Liam, and then we're going to switch gears by moving over to the podcast, Hush Junior, and introducing three of our students who are here from that podcast. But first, Liam from Shush, you have something to say.
With a webisode, it requires a lot more energy than a podcast, because with a webisode, you have to, like, run down a hallway and then turn sharply to the right, and then you have to go back against the wall so that you're completely out of the shot. Versus two, if you're in a podcast, all you have to do is breathe heavily and then back away from the microphone.
Right, and everybody can, you can be in your pajamas if you're, you know, doing a podcast.
It's a plus.
It is a plus.
They're very comfortable.
You know what, and Zoe, let's go back to you. So this is Zoe from Hush Junior. Tell me your grade and what school you're at.
I'm Zoe from Hush Junior. I am a 7th grader at Matamidi Middle School.
Excellent, and Hayden?
I am Hayden, I'm still in 5th grade and I go to Lake Elmo Elementary.
I am Colby. I am in 7th grade, and I go to New Heights.
Thank you, you guys, and thank you for being here to represent the Hush Junior podcast team. So what do you guys think about developing a podcast? What was some of the most interesting challenges that you had as you guys wrote the script and performed and rehearsed and got it all together? Colby?
Figuring out how to make your character sound like what he's doing or she.
Figuring out how to make your character sound like what they're doing. Right, because there's no visual element to it. You only have the voice. And, you know, that's one of the things when we talk about the difference between a webisode or a podcast. You know, webisodes obviously have the visual. We know immediately where we're at as soon as we set eyes on it. But with a podcast, it's a lot more challenging because, Zoe?
Well, when writing, it's very difficult to find new and creative ways to show where you are, because you don't always want to be like, oh, we're at this place, or we're at this place, and you want to kind of be able to show it in different ways so that it doesn't get repetitive and boring over time.
That's exactly right, and the other thing that we end up having to do as well is nobody necessarily knows who the character is except for by their voice and by any descriptors that the writers add to the script to say their name.
Yeah, characters in the listener's mind could really look like anything unless there's something specific in the script to show, like, this character has long brown hair, this character has short blue hair, or something like that.
Yeah, have you guys heard of the term theater of the mind? Somebody want to tell me what that is? Okay, we're going over to, we're going
no,
back to Shush.
No, I meant sure that. No! No!
Okay, we're moving away from Chi-Chi.
No, I only said sure because I sort of knew what the word was, but I didn't know what it meant.
I love it. Okay, we're going to go back to Hush Junior then. Is there somebody who, Hayden, you want to take a stab at Theater of the Mind? Mm. Awesome.
I think I know what it means. I think maybe it's like you're imagining the characters or what's really going on in the story. And I just think it's just like using your imagination and, yeah.
That's exactly right. And theater of the mind is something that's very different with radio/podcast than with webisodes, because with webisodes you see Gigi dressed as a black cat and you see, you know, Peter Parker's top hat, and you see the running up of the stairs or the falling down the stairs or the whatever is going to go on. Whereas in a podcast, every person's going to experience it slightly different and is going to have a different vision of what that character looks like. It's kind of like reading a book, only it's audio instead. Oh, and Gigi has something to add. We're back over to Shush here. Hush Junior, just one moment.
Like you said, it's a book, but it's like a book without pictures, so you imagine the characters as you're going along.
That's exactly right, and that's actually a perfect segue into listening to episode 2 of Hush Junior.
Strange things have been going on lately. A shadow creature that disappeared off the radar? Only one thing is known to cause that, a shadow stone. That would be a plausible explanation, except for one thing. We never documented the existence of a shadow stone in Lumi. Not to mention that there hasn't been much shadow activity on Lumi at all until now. I would like Agents Bodhi and Emerson in my office immediately. Hi! How did you get here so fast?
I ran!
Okay.
I was excited. Do you have a new assignment for us?
Yes, and where is your partner?
Emerson walked. She should be here any second now.
Hello? You called for us?
Yes, I'm sending you two to investigate a disturbance on another world called Lumi.
Cool. A different world? How far away is it?
Shh! Listen!
I believe this disturbance is due to unexplained shadow activity. There have been strange things going on in Lumi as of late. I wanted you two to investigate in particular. A boy went missing.
Oh no. Missing?
Yes. A 16-year-old boy went missing, and his brother came back to the house injured with claw marks. I learned of this after I saw a weak signal of a shadow creature appear on the radar at roughly the same time. I suspect that these events are connected. I would like you to go through the portal and find out what has happened.
Of course.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you. You are dismissed.
We'll be back.
Bye!
Max! Hey! Max!
Oh, hi, Rain.
We need to talk about what happened in the gym. You've had a whole weekend to think about it. Now tell me what happened.
I actually just remembered. I have a ton of homework in, history science. So yeah, I've got to run.
History science. No, Max, don't walk away. You can't avoid this forever. Whether you like it or not, what happened in the gym happened. We need to find Clover, or Sage, or whatever her name is, and figure out what happened. She owes us an explanation for saving her from that dragon.
I really don't want to talk about it.
You know what? Fine. Maybe Sage will tell me more. She should be in the gym right now. Let's go.
What have I done? What have I done? This is all my fault. What have I become? And Tom, he could be dead. And it would all be my fault. Is this some sort of punishment for getting mad at my family for throwing a party for me? Or am I just a bad person? I can't go back to my house. I'm not Jay anymore. I'm different, and I probably deserve it. My parents said they would always love me. But how could they love a monster? Ah! What was that? I'm such a coward. I'll just hide here until I figure out what's going on.
Okay, we should probably introduce ourselves. I'm Agent Bodhi, 17 years old.
They let 17-year-olds in the field? That does not seem right.
I may or may not have lied on the form.
Well, I'm Emerson, and I'm 20. We're gonna make a great team.
About that, what exactly is our mission? I was a little excited. I didn't catch a lick of what you said.
Well, there was a thing on the radar. Its code name is The Thing on the Radar. And we're here to investigate and detain it.
Exactly why do we need a code name?
Every good operation needs a code name.
Ooh, wait for it. What about Operation Shadow?
No, and no. That's what the last three missions the ACC has been involved in have been called. I got it. Operation Interrogate and Detain.
You know, that's not actually a bad idea. I'm really surprised.
I'm just going to ignore that last comment, but otherwise, you're welcome. Hey, do you like chocolate?
What kind of a question is that?
I don't know. I'm filling space. I hate silence.
How are you even remotely good at your job, then? Don't you have to sneak up on things?
Half of a fight is an entrance.
What? No, it isn't. Has anybody told you that you're extremely annoying?
Yes, actually.
Rhetorical question. Seriously, how do you keep a team?
All of my past team members have died.
Oh, Whoa, dude, that's intense. Sorry? I'm bad at dealing with people.
Everybody's sorry. Don't be sorry. Just don't mess up or die or anything. Okay, the mandatory awkward silence after that is done. Let's completely forget about that now.
Are we there yet? My legs hurt.
Almost. Ever been through the portal before?
No. And no, I'm not nervous.
Okay, sure.
Oh, hey, that's cool. Look, it's a cave.
We're here.
Really? This does not look like a portal.
The portal's inside the cave. Duh.
Ooh, and who might we have here? ACC agents? What are you up to?
Who is there?
You know, on second thought, I probably should have warned you about her. That's Curiosity, the gatekeeper.
The gatekeeper? Really? I thought only candidates for the trials could hear her voice.
Near the portal, anyone can hear. Didn't they tell you that in training? Well, I mean, I forgot most things that I learned in training almost directly after leaving.
Oh.
Oh, yes. I was just listening. You're a rather curious person, Bodhi.
Thanks.
I trust we have passage then, Curiosity?
Always, with such an intriguing plot.
Oh! Whoa. Why does that feel so weird? Oh, boy. Where are we? Where are we?
So, this is Lumi.
Yeah, I guess. It's a good thing that we brought jackets. It's so cold here.
Shall we break out the compass?
Yeah. I can't wait to finally see what these things look like.
Well, today's your lucky day. Do you want to carry it?
That's it? That's tiny.
So are you. You should get along just fine.
What? Are you sure this is the right place?
Yes, the guy in the diner said this is the house that the boy disappeared from.
Maybe no one is home.
Doubt it.
Hello, my name is Bodhi, and this is my associate Emerson from the ACC.
ACC?
It's a small newspaper, not very many people see it. We're here to ask a few questions about your son.
Jay? He's missing.
We're so sorry, ma'am. Can you tell me who was the last person that saw him?
My grandson, Tom.
May we talk to Tom?
He's sick and injured.
Injured?
How?
He came inside after Jay disappeared with gashes on his arm.
Gashes?
The doctor said there wasn't anything we could do. Tom, my little Tommy's dying.
Gashes? What kind?
Like claw marks.
Claw marks? May we take a look?
No, sorry. The doctor said not to let him see anyone but his family.
Hmm. Okay, maybe ask if you have any idea where your other son might have gone?
We've already searched everywhere. He's just gone. I wish I could have just apologized to him.
Well, I hope you can find your son.
Susan, and I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask you to leave now. I need to be with Tom.
Of course, Susan. Thank you for telling your unfortunate story.
I'm sure your days will look up soon.
Thank you.
Newspaper? Really?
What? I couldn't think of anything else. Did you want me to say, oh, we are from a different world and are on a mission for the Anti-Chaos Corporation to pretty much kidnap your son? I thought not. Come on, let's keep looking.
You want an Oreo, Max?
No, thank you, Sage.
Okay, what the heck happened in the gym on Friday?
There was a big shadowy dragon, remember?
No, I meant why was it there and how did you create it in the first place?
Like I said, I was making hand puppets and there was a really loud noise and then I must have passed out because when I woke up, I was with you guys and the gym was wrecked.
Speaking of the gym being wrecked,
Why did the teachers tell us it was an earthquake instead of saying they had no idea what happened?
Maybe they can't wrap their minds around what happened, so they think it was something science can explain instead.
My legs are turning to jelly.
Yes, on the verge of jello.
That's because we've been walking for over an hour.
Are we sure that we're even still moving in the right direction?
I think that our highly advanced ACC equipment isn't steering us wrong.
But the tiny compass is rattling.
Wait, the compass is rattling?
Have a look.
That's unheard of.
I don't see what the big deal is. There's flaws in everything, sometimes even ACC technology.
This means something. The arrow is flickering between two places right next to each other. Over in that alley, I think.
Well, do you want to go check it out?
Hold up, buddy. It looks like our targets have split up. The arrow is switching between a wider range. Do you want to split up? You take the left, I'll take the right.
Do I want to? Not exactly. Would I guess. Except, I think that we only have one item of prey now. The arrow stopped moving back and forth.
Seriously? Where is it pointed now?
That big cargo container up ahead.
We better go and scout it out then. Follow me. This could get dangerous.
Guys, that was so fun. I love it. I love what you've done, and I bet you guys have learned a lot too. Zoe, tell me, what would you do differently now knowing what you do about writing radio play / podcasts?
Probably try harder to identify who's speaking with like voices and stuff, because some voices can sound very similar, as well as so can like some sound effects, like sometimes footsteps could sound like somebody knocking on a door or other things.
So saying what those sound effects are and not assuming that the listener will automatically know.
Yeah.
And Colby, what about you? What did you learn, and what would you suggest the writers do differently next time they write a script?
I'm saying where you are, because in episode 2 of Hush Jr., my character is in a warehouse, but you can't tell because it doesn't say.
Right. So Jay is in a warehouse really being so sad and bummed out about what's happened to him, and we have no idea where he is because we're not told. Hayden?
I have something to add about that. When Jay was in the warehouse, maybe in the writing, somebody wrote, where am I? Am I in a warehouse or something? It's really dark in here in this warehouse or whatever. They could add on to say something to know where he is.
That is such a fantastic and fabulous suggestion, and I love how you guys are already solving the problems, and I cannot wait to hear episode 3, because episode 2 rocked it, and it was really fun. And now I'm going to turn to Shush here, because I want to finish up by finding out what you guys are doing next. What is going on with Shush? What can we expect? I know that your episode 2 is currently in post-production. It will be shown on YouTube, or I should say be available on YouTube, right after Christmas. People will be able to go on to the Shush YouTube channel, go on to the ShireOnline.com to get connected to that, or just go on to YouTube and search for Shush. Tell me, what's next?
I think that we're going to continue making webisodes and just keep doing what we feel is best.
I love it. Parker?
I think we're going to continue with the story. I think, the cliffhanger we left on episode 1, we may solve that eventually. Hopefully.
I hope so, because I don't know what happens. Oh, Finn's got something to say, and then we're going to sign on out.
These next episodes, not giving any spoilers or anything, are going to be as close to a psychological horror film as this is ever going to get.
Wow. Wow, that's all I can say.
I have more still.
Oh, okay.
First episode, they spend setting up the whole shebang, and the rest of the episodes, they spend solving it.
I like it. I can't wait to watch.
It's their fault.
I love it. Shush, thank you for being on Voices in the Valley. And Hush Jr., thank you for coming and being on Voices in the Valley, and love to have you guys all on again to talk about future episodes as you produce, make, write, perform, do basically everything for them. Thanks so much for coming. Until next time, I'm Voices in the Valley. Sunday night.